answer. Mom asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave, but that flag is stolen where I feel you anyway. I'll drive your truck.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making the argument that if his previous boss was reelected, he would rule like a dictator. Retired Marine General John Kelly telling the New York Times, Trump told his staff that Hitler did good things, too.
Admires people who are dictators, he has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
More battleground visits today for Trump and for Kamala Harris. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Israel it needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas in Gaza. He's still trying for a ceasefire to end hostilities. An E. coli outbreak in 10 states appears to be linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Could be the beef, could be the onions they put on them. Big day for Boeing. They've got an earnings call and its union machinists vote on their contract. This is ABC News. The former head of Abercrombie and Fitch facing arraignment on Friday in federal court on charges of sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Michael Jeffries allegedly used his wealth and power as CEO to fulfill his sexual desires by luring men to what prosecutors call sex events with the promise of modeling opportunities that did not exist. 15 men have come forward who said they were made to sign non-disclosure agreements, wear costumes, and then forced to perform explicit sex acts for money. But prosecutors say the men were never told the nature of the sexual activity that would be required. The indictment charged Jeffries, who is now 80, his romantic partner Matthew Smith, and a recruiter, James Jacobson, with what prosecutors called abhorrent behavior.
South Korea's spy chief now saying there's new evidence that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia. Both North Korea and Russia have denied North Korean soldiers are being used in the war with Ukraine. Denny's now says it'll be closing about 150 underperforming restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's the Island City Fall Wine Walk. This is an annual event sponsored by the Minocqua Island Business Association, which is a nonprofit organization, and profits are used to support other local nonprofit organizations and fund other activities and events in Minocqua. You can enjoy the Island City nightlife, including music, special sales, free drawings, and picturesque views of Lake Minocqua. Tickets include an event bag with wristband, commemorative wine glass, and map with all participating businesses and the wines they will be serving. 20% of the walk profits will go to the Minocqua Public Library. If you're unable to attend this event, they encourage you to donate instead of purchasing a ticket. In-person tickets will also be available at Talon Song Gaming in downtown Minocqua. Tickets will be turned in at Gaslight Square on the day of the event to check in and receive your event bag. Participants must be age 21 or older to participate, and ID will be required at check-in. Remember, a wristband is required to receive samples. And please remember that wine cannot be taken outside when leaving each business. Once again, this is Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in downtown Minocqua. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98Q Country.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere
we'll be right back. said, pick me up at 8. All the pretty girls said, I'm going to L.A. All the pretty girls said, I hate my hair. Talking to the mirror in their underwear. All the lost boys said, I just got paid. All the lost boys said, I wanna get. When the town goes blue and the lights blink red, all the lost boys do what all the pretty girls say. I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, or I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody hold me, all the pretty girls say. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the chefs said, can you better slow down? All the preachers said, it's a devil's playground. I wonder if they knew they were wasting their breath. All I ever heard was all the pretty girls said. I'm home for the summer. Shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, or I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody hold me, all the pretty girls said. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls said. Said I'm getting out of Dodge. All the big dreams said I'm selling all I got. All the high rollers busy placing their bets. Me, I'm headed south cause all the pretty girls say. I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, or I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody pretty girl said. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girl said. All the pretty girl said.
New country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know. No, not on me.
On his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where I raise my babies, this is my dirt.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking fools.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you. I'm shameless. When it comes to loving you, I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing. Ever all the world is seen. Oh, baby, that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm jaded. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything, babe. You see, in all my life I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I could walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world and it's worked so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shameless. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shameless.
Country classic Garth Brooks, 98Q. We get the point, Garth. We get the point. You have no shame. We have an ABC News update. Hang on just a second here. We're not going to do that quite yet, but we will in just a second here. We'll get you all the news and the sports you need to know every, what do we do that? Twice an hour, right? Twice an hour we do that during the morning show. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for another keyword. If you have not qualified for our backyard barbecue contest yet, we'll give you some chances coming up again the rest of this week to get yourself qualified and maybe win a free gas grill courtesy of the good folks at the Lanes at Northern Lights Inn right here in Park Falls. Tell you what, we have I think over 70 items now for our Catkins Week of Giving fundraiser. I hope you'll go to 98qcountry.com, take a look at the list of items. You can email us your bid, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can always call us, too, at 715-762-3221. If you're bidding over the phone, 8 to 4 is a good time today. Now, Friday, we'll be here the whole 6A to 6P, the whole thing. Friday is game all. Now it's kind of like, ooh, what you got?
you know, might put a bid in. And but don't goof around, though, because Friday, when we have 70 items like this, we can't close them all out, like, at 5 o'clock. We got to do some during the day. So don't goof around as far as bidding and stuff, because we will close some items out Friday morning. There's gift certificates, beautiful prints. I saw, I think it's a bear a lamp that came in yesterday. And there's still a few items that we have to update and put on there. But most of them are on there. We had a few, again, come in yesterday, but most of them are there. I hope you as an individual or a business, if you haven't already, will support Catkins. And maybe in that way, in bidding on the items. Also, a great way to do it is just a nice donation to the shelter. They're trying to add on to their facility because they're out of room. Tanya was telling me the other day they have so many cats. They're just struggling right now to make them all comfortable and then find them new homes. And they're going to expand building-wise. And that's why we're doing this, to help them with that. And you can imagine if you have 50, 60, 70 cats or whatever they have there today, the expense of caring for them just with food and all that stuff. So I hope you'll support them. Maybe as a business, you could make a pledge, you know, 20, 50, 100 bucks. You know, we'll put the word out there and challenge other area businesses to support our furry friends. So cash donations are accepted. Our goal is to raise $10,000 for Catkins by Friday night at 6 o'clock. That is our goal. So I hope you will consider being a part of that. Again, if you're not able to financially, maybe times are tough for you, that's fine. Look on the website. There's some gift certificates and stuff on there that might be good for you that businesses have donated. And maybe you can purchase one of those, something maybe you would have used anyway, to help out the shelter. So 98qcountry.com, click on Catkins Fundraiser. This is a Wednesday. That means we do reality radio. We have quite a few guests coming in today. The list is just beyond my eyesight. I know Craig from Bader's is coming in. I know folks with the Butternut Haunted House are going to stop by. I don't know if they're stopping by just to scare us or if they're stopping by to talk about the haunted house. I would guess it would be the latter. Who else do we have over here? Courtney from the Chamber is going to stop by. We got Fright Fest going on with Park Falls Chamber this weekend. And others, stay tuned. Reality Radio comes up after 8 this morning. Let's get you updated now. Twice an hour, news and sports. So ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making the argument that if his previous boss was reelected, he would rule like a dictator. Retired Marine General John Kelly telling the New York Times, Trump told his staff that Hitler did good things, too.
Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist. Sure.
More battleground visits today for Trump and for Kamala Harris. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Israel it needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas in Gaza. He's still trying for a ceasefire to end hostilities. An E. coli outbreak in 10 states appears to be linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Could be the beef, could be the onions they put on them. Big day for Boeing. They've got an earnings call and its union machinists vote on their contract. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
One person is dead and another has life-threatening injuries after a two-car crash near Park Falls in the town of Lake at 5:58 a.m. on October 19th. Wisconsin State Patrol said preliminary information indicates a Ford F-150 was traveling south when a Buick LeSabre crossed the center line and struck the Ford head-on. The driver of the Buick, a 56-year-old male from Rice Lake, was pronounced dead at the scene, and the driver of the Ford, a 71-year-old male from Butternut, has been hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. State Patrol is investigating the incident, and no names have been released. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Yeah. Probably,
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The tournament volleyball got underway around the state last night with many teams in action. Mercer now knows who they will play. They'll get South Shore. South Shore won on the road, at home last night, rather, against Minong Northwood. And Butternut a winner last night on their home floor as they defeated Bayfield. So Butternut and Mellon now will play Thursday night in the regional semifinal contest. Prentice now knows who they will play. They get Solon Springs. Solon Springs, the 7th seed, hosted and beat Birchwood last night. And Drummond, top Lacouture. Drummond and Winter now will play in Winter coming up on Thursday. The Phillips Loggers also know their opponent now. It was Cribbets at home beating Hurley. And Cribbets now will come to Phillips to take on the Loggers coming up on Thursday. And Shawamigan gets a home win. They beat Crandon last night, so Shawamigan advances on to take on Wabino Leona coming up in their next contest. That will be on Thursday again. And the Lakeland T-Birds last night, the number 9 seed, they traveled to Seymour and they beat them. So Lakeland advances on now, and they'll get Oconto Falls in their next contest. In WIAA tournament volleyball that kicked off last night.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Jody with the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Mild to warm weather, almost 80 degrees on 10/21. Not common for this time in October. Water surface temps averaging 52 to 55 degrees, low of 48 degrees and high of 57 degrees. Nice weather to be out and about. Muskie are good to very good. Maybe not surprising, but a larger percentage of muskie than usual being caught on artificials this past week. Fish from shallow weeds to out over 20 plus feet. Jerkbaits, divers, gliders, twitch baits, and even word of a topwater catch. Suckers working also, but not at the ratio expected. Kudos to guide Jake Smith leading his client to a 49.5-inch fish a week after boating a 48.5-incher. Northern pike are good. Not many people targeting, but good action on black chubs fished on weedless jigs. Eaters in the 22 to 27-inch range with a few low 30-inch fish for fun. Also being caught incidentally by muskie anglers on twitch and glide baits. Smallmouth bass are good. Good smallies on drop shot rigs over gravel rock humps of 16 to 26 feet. Ned rigging also scoring. Walleye are fair to good. Best along transition areas of gravel to mud on large fatheads and smaller redtails on 3/8 to 1/2 ounce jigs in 22 to 34 feet. Jigging shiver minnows and jigging wraps picking up some aggressive strikes. On lakes without the deep water, 25 feet plus, look for remaining green cabbage to drag chubs on lighter jigs. That's all the reports I gathered as fishing pressure for other fish has dropped. With one more nice day as of this report on 10/22, a week plus of low 30 to highs of mid 50s will put surface temps into upper 40s to low 50s. Should improve sucker bite while slow artificial action. Moving away from full moon period should help action. Still plenty of time left. This has been Jody with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Let's go fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98Q Country.
Yeah, life is like a jukebox. Just push play. Not everybody's first verse sounds the same. But we all get born and we all get raised. Where there is some boondocks on Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16. Slow roll, big timing on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans. If you buy them that way or not. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around 5. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. That they love like a brother. And who ain't ever tasted better cooking than their mother? And who ain't got a story to tell? And who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing it with somebody. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around 5. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. Five.
on Friday night, and we've all had a broken heart. We've all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all, tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song? It's just one big country song. Yeah, we all live one big country song. Yeah, it's just one big country song.
Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
The kids screaming, phone ringing, dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long as dinner day at the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tiptoe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and
right, Phil. Phil Vassar at 98Q Country. Oh, we just settle for a normal day. Paradise, whatever. We just a good day would be good. It's cooler out there. 42 is our temp, and we're going to get it to only about 47 today. We're not done with the warm weather. In fact, the 42 out there this morning, I thought felt kind of mild. 47 is what they're telling us. That wind will be kind of out of the west to northwest today at 5 to 10, maybe up to 15 or so. 58, they're talking tomorrow. Yeah, 58. Take that. Temperatures still remaining in the 50s for the weekend. And even bumping up into the 60s and near 70 for early on next week. So if you've been delaying any of that outside work, the leaf work or anything like that, it's going to be looking you straight in the old eyeballs for the next 4 or 5 days yet. The mild weather will continue. Even I'm looking like into the first week of November, I'm looking at temperatures probably close to 50 right now, they're forecasting. So the mild weather will continue. I don't know. I guess my opinion is if we're not going to have snow, we might as well be really warm, right? I mean, if we're not going to do the whole snow thing, if that's not going to happen, let's just make it 70 all winter. What the heck? then the discussion about climate change, I think might change a little bit if we did that. So maybe we shouldn't. We'll see. I'm sure we'll see a little dash in front of our overnight lows eventually at some point. It's not going to happen anytime soon. We have a lot going on the rest of this week. We got our Catkins fundraiser. We will be updating our list of items on the 98QCountry.com webpage. Lots of bids already. I mean, I'm looking at the the master list that Brianna has at the front desk, and we have bids on probably 10 or 15 items already. So thank you very much. Well, again, we got a couple updates to make on there, a few more items that have rolled in, and we're going to talk kind of in detail about these items during Reality Radio. So if you have any questions on any of them, stay tuned. We'll kind of run through some of that stuff during Reality Radio here this morning. Okay, let's get some words of wisdom to get this 23rd day of October off and moving as we focus on the family.
My wife Jean and I have been married since 1986. I just heard a lot of people gasp. That's 30 years. One of the most important lessons about marriage I've learned in that time has been this. We're different from each other, and that's okay. But we've also learned that those differences have to be navigated really carefully. You and your spouse probably see the world through different eyes. You fall asleep to noise, but your spouse needs a little quiet. You're a night owl, but your spouse enjoys mornings. For the most part, with honesty and respect, most differences can draw you together instead of driving you apart. Think of it as two sides of the same marriage coin. Side one is honesty. You and your spouse enjoy different activities, and that's okay. Be honest with each other about your likes and your dislikes, and make sure you communicate them. And be honest with yourself that your spouse will never be just like you. Don't expect your wife to become a football fan or your husband to spend every Saturday morning roaming antique stores. Learn to accept each other for who you are. But side two of the marriage coin is equally important. That's respect. Take some interest in each other's activities. Ladies, you don't have to necessarily enjoy football, but if you can sit with your husband and watch part of the game, that'll be good. And guys, if your wife loves antiques, take a Saturday and go shopping with her. It won't be that painful. Together, honesty and mutual respect will bring strength to your relationship and draw you closer together. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Tom Tiffany. Are you better or worse off than you were 4 years ago? Under the Biden-Harris administration, gas is up 45%, groceries 21%, and even a Wisconsin staple like cheese curds are up nearly 50%. If you want lower prices, affordable energy, and a federal government that cuts wasteful spending, then vote for Tom Tiffany on November 5th. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1-month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15, next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to help them outsmart the elements. Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X product, now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
98Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends.
And we're back.
Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name,
country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said Adam, which out